Hace Inglés presenta Into the Story, el podcast para aprender inglés con historias reales contadas por gente de todo el mundo. Today's story is about road trip detours. Hoy nuestra protagonista, Joy Yin, de origen chino-malayo, nos cuenta una historia sobre un desvío inesperado durante un viaje en coche por los bosques de Yosemite National Park, el Parque Nacional de Yosemite en los Estados Unidos.
The day started out great, right? You know, we woke up bright and early, you know, we started out on schedule, we left San Francisco at the correct time.
After a long day exploring the beautiful national park, Joyin and her friends find themselves driving along a road alone at night. They start wondering why there is a car with sirens approaching them from behind. The road trip is not going as they expected. The group of friends need a plan B. Let's listen to Joyin's story to find out what happens next. Antes de empezar, veamos algunas de las palabras y expresiones que escucharás durante la historia. Firstly, to make it in good time. This expression, to make it in good time, means to complete a journey quicker than expected. In today's podcast episode, you'll hear Zuyin talk about starting her road trip early in the morning and making it to Yosemite Park in great time. You might also hear someone talking about a journey say, we're making good or we're making excellent time, meaning that they're making progress at a fast and reasonable speed. To make good time. Next, to get rerouted. The word rerouted comes from the word route, meaning a path or a way to get to a particular destination. When we talk about getting rerouted, we refer to someone being sent on a different path or along a different route. For example, traffic sometimes gets rerouted so that construction workers can continue working on the roads. To get rerouted. To drag your feet. To drag your feet is an expression that has both a literal and metaphorical meaning in English. If I literally drag my feet, it usually means that I'm very tired and I'm walking very slowly. But if we say that someone is dragging their feet to do something, it means that someone does not want to do something or is taking too much time to complete the task. For example, the students were dragging their feet to hand in their homework to their teacher. Drag your feet. To crash. So the verb crash has a few interesting uses in English. First, to crash usually means chocar. For example, the car crashed into the tree. But I could also crash on my friend's sofa. And here, crash means that I spent the night at their house as a guest and slept on their sofa. However, in today's story, you'll hear Zuyin talk about crashing onto the bed. And in this context, to crash means to collapse with exhaustion. For example, I could say I crashed after a long day at work. To crash. And finally, quaint. This word, quaint, quaint, refers to something being unusually attractive and charming because it looks old-fashioned. We usually use it to describe the look and feel of houses or buildings, like a quaint cottage, una casita de campo. Quaint. Aprovecha al máximo este episodio bajándote la transcripción, la ficha de vocabulario y un test de comprensión visitando haceingles.com/podcast. Te dejamos el enlace en las notas del programa. Y por cierto, estos recursos te ayudarán mucho si te estás preparando para un examen oficial de inglés. Okay, let's get into the story.
Hi, my name is Joyin. You can call me Z. A group of friends and I, we went to the States on an work and travel program. We worked there for about maybe 3 or 4 months, and then we had about a month to travel. So just imagine, right, you know, a group of young girls, you know, I think there was maybe 4 or 5 of us, we were just barely starting out our 20s. This was a huge trip for the few of us, and our first major trip on our own to the other side of the world, you know, to a completely different country, to a completely different culture. These group of friends and I, we studied locally. So we, you know, we grew up here, we studied here, we graduated in everything in Malaysia.
After working to save up money to travel, the girls rented a car in San Francisco and planned to drive to Las Vegas, stopping in a few national parks.
The plan was to drive from San Francisco, head to Yosemite. I think it was maybe a couple of hours from San Francisco, if I remember correctly. Head to Yosemite National Park, spend the afternoon, spend the evening, and then drive out maybe another couple of hours to a motel that we had booked halfway through, you know, between Yosemite and Vegas. The day started out great, right? You know, we woke up bright and early, you know, we started out on schedule, we left San Francisco at the correct time, and we started driving, right? We made it to Yosemite National Park in great time. We parked the car, and the first thing we saw when we got out of the car was this huge falls. You know, just imagine looking up, right? And, you know, from where we were at the car park on ground level, we were looking up, I don't know, I think we were tilting our heads maybe almost 90 degrees up to look at the most amazing falls. And this was just in the distance, especially coming from, you know, a city of skyscrapers. Back home in Malaysia, in KL, you don't really get many chances to see clear, clear blue skies. I guess you could say the colours were almost high definition. You know, this was the first view that we saw as we came out of the car. And then we set off on a trail. As you walk along the trail, you just imagine tall, tall green trees around you, the smell of green. You know, it's just this rich smell of, you know, damp earth and crisp air. You know, we were halfway up the mountain. It was very cool. You know, it was early spring. We got to the first viewpoint. This is one of the most popular viewpoints in Yosemite, where you, when you get there, I think you can see the tops of a few mountains all at once. The view was amazing. Just imagine standing at almost the edge of a cliff. You know when you see a view and you go like, wow, am I worthy enough to see these sort of things? You feel so small in the grand scheme of things because there is this mountains on one side, you know, hills on the other side, a valley of forests right below you, right? This tall, dark green trees, you know, just stretching literally almost as far as the eye can see. You know, where the treetops end was literally where the sky began. So of course, you know, we only had a limited amount of time there, so we continued on our journey, you know, stopped by a couple of other viewpoints, stopped by a couple of other popular checkpoints, and hey, you know what? You know, made our way up the mountain a bit. We came across snow, you know, on, you know, certain parts of the mountain. So we spent our day, you know, we spent some time there because like, hey, you know, we don't get this at home, right? So we, you know, spent some time there, played with some snow, threw some snowballs at each other, tried to make a snowman, not very successfully, but, you know, we tried, right? A for effort. And then, you know, of course, all too soon, you know, just being surrounded by nature and this just the beauty of this national park around you. You know, you didn't want to leave, but, you know, all good things must come to an end, right? So that's what we did. Made our way back down to the car and started, you know, on our planned journey, planned route out of the national park.
The girls are in a great mood after their day playing in the snow and exploring the forests of Yosemite National Park. But then they notice something doesn't seem right about the road they're driving along.
As we were driving along the road, you know, my friends and I, we were in the car, we were listening to some music, we were chatting. And then one of my friends realized, why were we the only car on this road? And then suddenly, out of nowhere, we saw flashing lights behind us. It's not a very interesting thing to see when you see flashing lights in the middle of the forest when it is dark and there are no other cars around you. Did we accidentally, you know, leave something behind? Was one of our taillights broken? What's going on? Why is there flashing lights and a siren behind us, you know, in the national park? And we were not American citizens, right? Who knows? So we slowed down. And as we slowed down, you know, there was I think it was a park ranger park booth ahead of us. We stopped in front there just in case. I mean, you never know, you know. We were a group of young girls in the middle of the forest, in the middle of a national park, alone in a country that is not our own. A park ranger actually came out, and the car behind us finally stopped its siren, finally stopped its flashing lights, and out of that car came a couple of other park rangers. What a relief. Very safe bet that we're not going to get kidnapped and murdered and, you know, our bodies thrown in the national park. So, it turns out, it apparently had been snowing the past couple of nights. So this road was closed. And so there we were, four girls in a car, in the middle of the forest, in the dark, lost, you know, not knowing what to do now.
The park rangers lead the girls to a highway out of the park. But now they're 6 hours away from the hotel that they've booked for the night. In a sudden feeling of excitement, being young and far from home, they decide to go along with this adventure. They're just going to drive and see where the road takes them. But after a while, that sense of adventure turns into exhaustion.
It had been a long day of getting lost and, you know, getting rerouted many, many times. So we decided, hey, you know what? Let's just, you know, call it a night. We turn off the highway at the next exit and we, you know, we came into this small, quiet town. You know, it was dark, it was at night, it was, you know, after dinner, and, you know, we headed straight to the nearest open diner that we could find. We dragged ourselves into the diner and just imagine, you know, you are the waitress in a quiet town. You know, you're maybe closing down for the night, and then this group of young girls with haggard expressions just dragging their feet into your restaurant. So, you know, she must have seen that, you know, seen the exhaustion on our faces, immediately took us to a booth. So we had our dinner. Of course, you know, we were tired, so we were eating very quietly, without talking. We were just focusing on our food, and, you know, none of us had the brain power. You know, we didn't have much brain power to do anything anymore, right? It was the end of the day. We asked the waitress about accommodation, and she pointed us to the local motel. Went in, prayed and prayed that there was vacancies in there. Wow, you guys are really lucky because we are almost full. You know, we only had maybe one or two rooms left, and that was exactly what we needed. Literally, you know, we went into the room, we sat on the bed, didn't even argue whose turn it was to go and shower first, right? You know, we just washed up, crashed immediately. Did not even have our nightly gossip session. When I woke up, you know, I realized that number one, we didn't even know the town we were in. To my very, very pleasant surprise, it was actually a very nice room. I went out to the car to get a few things. As I walked out, I could see that we were in this very quaint motel. I can still remember just standing there, just watching the world waking up around me, hearing the world waking up around me. you know, the owners of the motel starting to putter around, starting to say good morning to their guests and all that behind me, starting to hear the nearby restaurant, you know, starting up their fires, you know, just everything waking up. All the detour and the worries and the stress and the exhaustion of the night before made it all, you know, it made all of that, you know, worth it to be there at that moment.
After this unexpected detour, Ziyin and her friends arrive safely in Las Vegas. Since her time working and traveling in the United States, Ziyin returned home to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, where she lives and works in digital content marketing and communications. In her spare time, Ziyin enjoys doing Sudokus, reading good books, and relaxing on the sofa watching her favorite series. Thank you for being here and listening to this story about a road trip detour. Si te gusta nuestro podcast y quieres apoyarnos, déjanos 5 estrellas en iTunes y así también ayudarás a otras personas como tú a mejorar su inglés gratis. Okay, that is all for today. Until next time, we hope you have a good time, or at least, a good story to tell.